Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
One very important royal principle of the kingdom of God that the armies of God's kingdom, who are all believers, are supposed to live by. That is the royal principle of loyalty. Matthew 24 and then verse 4 to 5. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ." Please underline, "I am the Christ," and will deceive many. Many will come in my name saying, "I am the Christ," and will deceive many. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12 says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ." Please underline, "so also is Christ." So what is Christ like? Because the Bible says that, describes a certain system and says that so also is Christ. It means that Christ is a system. That system of that has been illustrated by one body, many members, so also is Christ. So Christ is one body, many members. In sum, you can say that Christ is teamwork. Because one body, many members, means that the system is one, but has different parts. But all the parts together make up that one body. And the Bible says that that system of many members being one in itself is Christ. So also is Christ. That's how Christ is like. So Christ is talking about teamwork. And so when Jesus Christ said, "Many shall come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many," he was also saying, among other things, that there will be false teamwork around. Teamwork that will look like they are one body, many members, but really they are not one body, many members. It's a false one, and shall deceive many. That is how come we can talk about religious teamwork and then kingdom teamwork. Religious teamwork being the semblance of the true one that comes from the heavenly kingdom. Please understand that heaven is our standard, and God wants everything on earth to conform to the standards of heaven. That is why anything among men that has a semblance of the one which is in the heavenly kingdom, but which is not actually the true one in the heavenly kingdom, is a religious, deceptive version of it. So, I want us to understand the royal principle of loyalty this way, that there can be loyalty among humans, which human beings have created a semblance of Christ, a semblance of one body, many members, but which is not really the true one. And Jesus said we should beware of the religious one, the one that human beings can compose. We should be aware of it in this end time. Because really, in this end time, God's strategy to promote his kingdom on this earth is by teamwork. It is by the people of God harnessing their individual abilities together for a common cause. So, if every believer is a royal soldier in God's kingdom, then every believer is supposed to, as it were, help for God's version of one body, many members, to be realized wherever he or she is. And that gives birth to the royal principle of loyalty. Loyalty is always towards a common cause, a common good, which everybody must buy into for the common cause of God in our context, the kingdom of God in our context, to be revealed where we are on this earth, wherever we find ourselves. With this little introduction, I want us to look now at 12 blessings of teamwork. 12 blessings of teamwork. What I'm going to do is I'm going to interchange the word teamwork with Christ so that you get to understand, we put it in a biblical context using the language of the Bible, really. Because when we have teamwork among us, then we can realize the highest anointing that can ever come upon the body of Christ, who are a group of believers, or all believers together. Now, 12 blessings of teamwork. The first thing I want us to see about teamwork is that our output becomes small when we lack respect for the true Christ or teamwork. Our output becomes small when we lack respect for the true Christ or teamwork. When I say the true Christ, I believe you understand it now. The kingdom version of teamwork. What Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed to you. That's the human version, the religious version. But my Father, which is in heaven, there is a kingdom version of the revelation of Christ, which the head of the apostles got. Based upon what Jesus said, I will build my church. And he linked it to his kingdom coming on this earth, what is in heaven being replicated here on earth. Please turn to Ecclesiastes 4 and then verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and then verse 9. The Bible tells us over there that two are better than one. Two are better than one because, he gives us the reason, because they have a good reward for their labor. Why is it that two are better than one? Is it just to keep company? Is it just for friendship? Why is it that two are better than one? Why is it that you don't have to go solo? It is because they have a good reward for their labor. In other words, the output becomes big when we have respect for the true Christ or teamwork. And really, that is how God wants things to be. In the kingdom system, God's principle for growth is multiplication. God wants us to really multiply. In the beginning, the Bible says that God said we should be fruitful and multiply. That is, in the first kingdom era, God introduced the principle of multiplication for us. And that is what we must be our target, to multiply whatever thing God has blessed us with. Whatever seed God has planted, it should multiply. Okay, so God wants us to have big growth. God wants us to increase in a big way in every aspect of life. It comes about, the Bible tells us, when there is respect for the Christ, the true Christ. When there is respect for Christ, then the labor, the reward of the labor becomes very big. So it should not suffice us when the reward for our labor, for our investments are small. We should get it big. Look at verse 10 now. For if they fall, these are the two people, if they fall, please underline they. You see, we are talking about true teamwork. In true teamwork, according to the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, everybody, if one member is honored, everybody receives the same honor. The honor is shared. If one member is shamed, you know, it affects everybody else. In other words, in a true team, in a true Christ, we should always share glory. We should always share success. We should always share and not personalize and keep success to our individual selves and may be attributed to our individual effort, our individual grace, and all that. In a true Christ, where there is true teamwork, the Bible teaches us that every honor must be shared. Jesus said in John chapter 7, the glory you have given to me, I have given it to them, that they may be one. So glory is given to us just so that through glory, unity, oneness is fostered. Teamwork is fostered. Hallelujah. So he says that if they fall, so it's the two people, all of them fall. But he said one will lift up his companion. If they fall, all of them are down. But he says that one will lift up the other. It's not like two people are there, and if one falls, then the one who has not fallen will lift up the other. That is not what the Bible is saying. Bible is teaching us about the true Christ. Suffice it to say that Solomon, who wrote this book of Ecclesiastes, really was a type of believer. Type of believer in a sense that his father, being King David, is a type of Christ. And David fought all the battle. He did everything. And Solomon only inherited the glory that his father has sweated for, a kingdom that his father has sweated. That is the position of the believer. We as believers are a type of Solomon in a sense that our Jesus, who is a type of David, has fought all the battles, shed all the blood. We only come in as more than conquerors without any fight. Solomon never fought in his life because everything has been fought for. And so his name, Solomon, is from the word Shalom. It means rest. He just came to rest. Rest in what his father David, in our case, Jesus, has done for us. So what he was writing, his writings are really a foreshadow of the kingdom system that Jesus Christ is going to, has brought about, really. In the book of Ecclesiastes, suffice it to say again, that Ecclesiastes is talking about a group together, Ecclesia, that is the name for the church in the Greek. Okay, so he says that if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls. Please underline when he falls. It's not if he falls. You see, when he falls means that as an army of believers, there will be a falling. But we have to be what? Loyal to one another. Loyalty is what brings about teamwork. We have to be loyal to one another. That if one falls, or if both of them fall, one will lift up the other. And when one falls, that's the B part, when one falls, the other will lift him up, for he has no one to help him up. Woe to him who is alone when he falls. So you should not be alone. You should not be alone. You should be in a team. You should be in an army so that our output will be big. The second thing I want to share with you about the benefit of experiencing the true Christ after this session, I want us to pray for the true Christ to be manifest in this end time. Hallelujah. The one that comes from the heavenly kingdom above. So the second thing I will share with us about the benefits of teamwork or having the true Christ is that teamwork enriches, matures, develops, and humbles you as you get exposed to other people's graces and personalities. Teamwork enriches the whole team. It matures the individual members in the team. It develops and humbles the individual members in the team. Because of what? Because in the team, you get exposed to other people's graces, other people's personalities, other people's opinions, you know, and that enriches you. That enriches you so that you don't just have one opinion about something. It enriches you and matures you and develops you, humbles you. Romans chapter 1 verse 12, the Apostle Paul said something in this regard. Please remember that Apostle Paul was a great man of wisdom who bought into the mind of Jesus for his church. So he wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. Apostle Paul is so great, but look at what he writes to the church in Rome. Verse 11 for context says, "For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me." Can you imagine? The Apostle Paul says that, "You church in Rome, I want your faith to encourage me, and I want my faith to encourage you." This is talking about our being in a team, experiencing the real Christ.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You see, so it is wonderful when you get exposed to other people's graces, you get encouraged. Apostle Paul says that I may be encouraged together with you. I like the phrase "together with you." You see, it's not like Apostle Paul, me, I'm encouraging myself. You know, he says I will be encouraged together with you. Together with you. The thing is weight. That talks about a togetherness. That talks about a manifestation of Christ, the true Christ, the true one body, many members. I will be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. You see, this is a very humble man who understands the true Christ. Somebody would have said, "I want to come to you so that I would strengthen your faith." You see, that's the way you could have put it. I'm sure he could have put it that way because he had a lot of wisdom from God for him to say that, "I am going to benefit you. I'm going to bless you. I mean, get you guys encouraged and animated, you know, inspired." Now he's talking about the mutuality of the whole thing. The mutuality of the whole thing. And that is what the true Christ is all about. The third thing I will say about the benefit of teamwork is that teamwork helps us to give the glory to God and not take it for ourselves. It helps us to give the glory to God and not take it for ourselves. God wants to receive all the glory. God wants to receive all the glory for the things that his team, his army on this earth does. That is why he makes it such that every individual soldier who is a believer bringing about God's kingdom on this earth doesn't have it all together, doesn't have it all alone. But other people in the team have got parts that they contribute so that no one person can make a claim that is it, you know, that I am the main thing and then the person takes the glory for him or herself. That is not it. God wants the whole team to do the work, get his kingdom established, and all the glory to go to him. That is why he breaks down the graces and whatever contribution to individuals among the whole team so that no one person can take the glory for himself. The religious version is where one person can take the glory for the teamwork, because the person has a big estimation of his part that he contributed into the success. But that is a religious version of the Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, woe to God that the Church of the Living God will come to the place where the Apostle Paul was, where he said to the church in Rome, "I am going to impart a certain gift unto you, And I will be encouraged together with you by the mutuality of our contribution, of our faith. Hallelujah. Wow. Now, number three, reason, benefit for being in a team is that Christ is God's end time sign of maturity. God's end time sign of maturity. Teamwork, the height of teamwork, kingdom teamwork is God's end time sign of maturity. And that one, we can see it clearly written in the Bible, especially in Ephesians chapter 4, where we can read from verse 11 to 14. Teamwork is God's end time sign of maturity. It always takes maturity to work with other people in a group or as an army, you know. So verse 11 to 14 tells us about a team. God gives some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the fullness, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, but we will be matured. No longer children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. You see, so when we have come, verse 13, to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, you know, that is the point where we see that God's end time strategy or sign of maturity is that we are all developed, you know. We come to a perfect man. We come to an edified body. We are an edified body. The whole army is pulsating, vibrating. The whole army is functioning. That is God's end time sign of maturity. Because then verse 14 says, we will no longer be children tossed to and fro. So God wants us to aim for maturity, and his sign that we have reached the maturity is when there is kingdom teamwork. It is not for nothing that the Bible doesn't mention things like Jesus Christ. If you look at verse 12, and then equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And look at verse 13 also, to the, that's the 13 latter part, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Anytime the Bible is talking about our being together, our being loyal to the group, our being together, the Bible uses the word the Christ. Look at verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, who is the head? Christ. Because Christ is one body, many members. Hallelujah. And that is the basis on which God, Jesus said, I will build my church on the revelation of teamwork, which is given from the heavenly kingdom. Hallelujah. The next point, I have lost count. The next benefit of being in a team, of being loyal to one another, is that the believer's judgment will mainly be based on faithfulness to the group assignment. The believer's judgment will mainly be based on faithfulness to the group assignment. Faithfulness is talking about loyalty. Another word for being loyal is being faithful or being dependable. Okay? And so, if you look at Matthew chapter 25 and then verse 23, you will see that Jesus will say some words to us. He will say to us that, well done, verse 23, Matthew chapter 5 says that, well done, good and faithful servant. Good and loyal servant. Good and dependable servant. You have been faithful. He drops the good. And he says that you have been faithful. You see the weight of loyalty. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. That's powerful. You see, God is going to judge our faithfulness, the level of our faithfulness to his assignment. That is the group assignment, because faithfulness is always towards a common cause. In this context of Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 downwards, it is the cause of keeping the goods of Jesus, who traveled to a far country, gave his goods to his servants. One was given 5, 2, and 1. And he came back and pronounced these words, good and faithful servant, to those who championed the cause of his goods, increasing his goods. And so look at it. Look at the blessing he gives for loyalty. He says that you have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler. You see, the basis for ruling in the kingdom future is what? Faithfulness. Faithfulness to what? To the cause of the king. To the cause of the king. Let's look at Luke chapter 22 also. That speaks to a similar issue. Luke chapter 22 and then verse 28. We'll read down to verse 30. It says that, but you are those. Jesus is now addressing his apostles. It says that, but you are those who have continued with me. Please underline with me. Not continued for me. I continue with me, you know, in my trials. And I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me. He says that because you have been faithful with me, you have been faithful, you have been loyal, you have continued with me, I will give you a kingdom. It's just like Matthew 25:23, where he says that, well done, good and faithful, I'll make you a ruler. He says that you have continued with me, I will give you a kingdom. It's the same as saying that I will make you a ruler. You see? So, it is actually loyalty or faithfulness that gives us rulership, that gives us kingdom. Hallelujah. Faithfulness to the cause of the king. Faithfulness to the cause of the king. To getting the assets of the king and the vision of the king to increase on this earth. Faithfulness to this cause, this group assignment of kingdomizing our societies is what God will mainly judge us on. Mainly, he will judge us on faithfulness to the group assignment, which is to bring about his kingdom wherever we are. That's the assignment of every royal soldier in the army of God. You bring God's kingdom, God's rule, where you are. The next thing I will share with us is that one of the benefits of having the true Christ is that group work is God's end time rule of engaging the enemy and dislodging him from his place. Group work is God's end time rule of engaging the enemy and dislodging the enemy from his place. If you look at the book of Luke chapter 10, whilst we are in that book, verse 1 to 20 talks to us about a certain work that a group of 70 disciples who were sent 2 by 2, they were sent what? 2 by 2 to go to every city where Jesus Christ himself was about to go. All right? And these 70 disciples who went 2 by 2, that is a picture of teamwork, they dislodged the devil from his place. Jesus said in verse 18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I saw him fall like lightning from heaven. So teamwork is key, is God's rule for getting the devil dislodged from wherever place that he has taken to be his stronghold. To go against the devil and dislodge his rule in that place, we have to engage in teamwork. It must go as a team, not as an individual strong person. Look at verse 2. The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Look at Jesus' end time strategy. He says that if we see that the harvest is big and the laborers are few, he doesn't ask us to pray for more powerful men of God. He doesn't ask us to pray for more anointed few people. He says that pray for more laborers, because his end time rule of engagement is to send a whole team who are loyal to one another. That is how come they are a team, to dislodge the devil from any place that he has established himself in our various societies. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.